Good evening, and welcome to Rabbi Yosef Kalter, B'toch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Leilui Nishmas Gittel, Pastor Rav Eliezer Manoach. In Parshas Boy that we read this Shabbos, we really find the foundations of our emunah. And those foundations are specifically leading, the Ramban teaches us, to an appreciation of Hashgocha Protis, what he calls the Nisim Nistorim, the hidden miracles. And hidden miracles are really the stuff that allow us to develop and maintain our bitochen in Hashem. And the Ramban explains that all of the miracles, the blatant, the obvious miracles that we witness, are to us a lesson that Hashem is involved in the world, Hashem is involved in our lives, Hashem is involved in every minute detail of creation, just as the Egyptian and the Jew drinking from the same cup, one drinking blood and one drinking water during Makas Dam, and so forth and so on. And the all of the demonstrations of Hashem and His powers and His nisim and His wondrous actions and His all-encompassing strength clearly lead to one thing, that Hashem is involved in our lives. And in Mitzrayim we saw the individuality of it as it applied to each individual person, not just to the klal. There was, as what the Ramban says, the nisim gluyim, which happened to each individual. Being in the same room as an Egyptian and during Makas Choshech and seeing broad daylight when he was literally frozen in a pillar of darkness, this gives us the insight and the realization of the extent to which Hashem gets involved in this world. But these were miraculous things. And the Ramban says that from the Nisim Gluyim, we come to recognize the Nisim Nistorim, the hidden miracles, which are the events and the occurrences of every single thing in our lives. And one who doesn't recognize this is truly a person of, he says, Ein lo chilek elokei Yisrael. He's terribly lacking. He doesn't even have a part of the Torah, because the essence of the Torah is Hashem's connection and involvement with us. And that's what we learn from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the truth is that that's critical for Bitochen, because one of the problems that seem to bother us with Bitochen is that which I want and that which I ask in the time frame that I offer it to be available seems to be just beyond. And therefore, it's hard for me to be sure that such a thing can take place, because it's so difficult, it's so unlikely, it's so intricate, there's so many variables involved. But the realization that Hashem is, in fact, involved in the minutest detail with His Hashgocha Protis, this should give us that ability to strengthen our bitachon, because we do see and we do know and we are aware of every degree and the fullest extent of everything that Hashem does in our world. And it's so important to be able to recognize Hashem's Hashgocha Protis in order to be able to develop our bitachon. One of the things that, and I believe I've mentioned it here before, but many people tell me that that this was a very impressive story. We were living on the West Coast, and The parnosa in the world of chinuch was not overly abundant, and my 7 or 8 year old daughter, it was a summer. She was at a day camp. About 10:30 at night, she asked me if I can give her 75 cents for a soda tomorrow because she's going on a trip. And I said I didn't have the 75 cents. And she says, "What should I do?" And I said, "You should daven." And she says, "Oh, okay." I don't know if she was thrilled with the idea. Together with her younger sister, she sat down to say Tehillim. And then after a few minutes, she asked the question, "I need the money now. I have to leave tomorrow morning, early in the morning. What's going to change?" A little kid mumbles something about maybe someone, something will think. I don't know what it was exactly. But the next day, she left without the money. She came home with a big, broad smile. She says that a friend of hers who at the Purim Carnival, this was summer vacation, so that must have been about 4 months earlier, had borrowed 75 cents from her, woke up that morning, remembered she never paid her back, and brought the 75 cents to camp. Now, 75 cents is only 75 cents. So long those days, many years ago, it meant a lot more. But the point is, look at the Hashgachas Hashem. Here, these two little kids, they're davening that Hashem should help and they should be able to get what they need. And Hashem puts an idea into this girl who had borrowed this money months ago and long ago forgotten. She hadn't paid. She remembered. She brings it. She gets it. And this is the story of our lives. And Hashgacha Pratis is the way we live. And it's valid, and it's real, and it's really the essence of everything that we talk about. So I think that it's very important, this parasha and every parasha, to strengthen our realization of Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis, because the more that we know that He gets involved in the minutest and smallest details, then it's to that degree that we can bring ourselves to rely on Him and count on Him and be sure that He won't let us down. Because if we do not see that He gets involved with 75 cents, then how do I know He's going to get involved with me? I'm less than worthy, at least in my own estimation. But no, Hashem takes care of us all. Hashem loves us all. Hashem is there for us at every single step of our lives, every juncture, every step of the way. And that has to be a great source of inspiration and a great source of inspiring our bitochen. Because once we know HaToiv Gilei Cholu Rachamecho, Hashem is the good one whose rachamim is never held back, and He's the merciful one, His chesed, He never withholds. And that's why me'olam kivinu loch, we can forever hope to Him, because His rachamim and His chesed are constant forever, and He deals with us in every aspect of our lives in the ultimate and sometimes most intricate forms of Hashgacha Pratis.